Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lesson, share number 4. Bez Hashem, in this share we'll finish Perek Beis. We will first begin with a quick overview from the beginning of Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, and continue with Pasuk Vav, what we left off with. In this share we'll be focusing on the Psukim, who is saying what, and the connection of one Pasuk that leads into the next Pasuk. We'll be focusing on a very important life lesson from Dovra Melech. How David HaMelech was able to stay so happy and upbeat while going through so many difficulties and yisrainus throughout his life. And how we can apply this lesson of David HaMelech to our lives as well. We'll also be discussing birthdays. Should one be celebrating birthdays? Is this a Yiddish approach to celebrate birthday parties? We'll also discuss the importance of serving Hashem with both Yira and Simcha. So we mentioned last week that the Goyim, the nations of the world, wanted to gather together when David HaMelech was anointed as king and come to attack David. They wanted us to break the connection between us and Hashem, and we had mentioned that as a reference to the mitzvahs of tefillin and tzitzis, and in general, all the mitzvahs of serving Hashem. The natka es meisr seima, to break our meisrus, our connection, our chain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem responded by saying, what do you think? Are we successful? Hashem yilog lomai. Hashem was mocking them. Oz yidabre leima. Hashem spoke with them. Ba'apoy with anger. V'charoinu v'haleimai. Now we continue with Pasuk Vav. In Pasuk Vav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I am the one who anointed David HaMelech. I am the king of the world. There's no one who can attack me. In Pasuk Zion, we're going to see that David HaMelech himself is reiterating the fact that Hashem is the one who made him the king. If Hashem made him the melech, everyone has to accept this concept and this fact, this reality, and be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through David HaMelech. In Pasuk Ches, Hashem is talking. Hashem is saying, Sha'al mimeni. Hashem says, ask of me. You are my children. And this applies to everyone. Because another pshat we had mentioned last week, that this is also referring to the end of times. And the third pshat we mentioned, that everything is correct, both are correct. It's referring to beginning when David became the Melech, as well as Mashiach Tzidkenu will be coming, Yemaisa Mashiach, at the end of times. And we said that David HaMelech has the ability with Tehillim to transcend time. And this applies to every single person. When we say Tehillim, we are saying these words that apply to our lives as well. Sha'al mimeni, Hashem says, ask of me, and I will give you, because I am your father and you are my son. You are my children. What is Hashem saying in Pasuk Tes? Terayim b'shevet barzel, Hashem will destroy them with an iron stick. And David now speaks in Pasuk Yud, v'atam molochim haskilu, wisen up, you kings. Get the message and improve your ways. And if you do that, if you do improve your ways, and the Pasuk Yud Aleph, ivdu es Hashem b'yira, then if you come and serve Hashem, then you'll be okay. However, if not, nashku bar, make sure you arouse yourself to serve Hashem properly. If not, pen yenaf es soivdu derech, Hashem's anger. Yenaf, Hashem's anger will come and you'll be lost. You'll be destroyed from this world. Ki yivar kemat apoy, Hashem's wrath will come suddenly. However, Ashrei kol chayseivoy, praiseworthy is the one who trusts in Hashem. And as we mentioned, that we end Ashrei kol chayseivoy because this was really one kapitel, one perek. We started with Ashrei, we end with Ashrei, and we mentioned that David HaMelech started this whole entire Sefer Tehillim with the Sefer, the word beginning with Ashrei, and concluded this perek with Ashrei because this was so dear to David HaMelech. Let's now go back to the beginning and see the psukim inside, the words inside. We begin with Pasuk Vav. Va'anina sachti malki. Who is talking here? As we mentioned, Hashem is talking to the Ummah Sa'ilam, to the nations of the world. Ani, I, Hashem, the sachti malki, I anointed my melech, my king. Al har tzion har kodshi. Al tzion har kodshi, on tzion, my mountain, the place where the Beis HaMikdash will be. David HaMelech continues and says in Pasuk Zayin, Asapra el choik. Now this word choik, what does the word choik mean? David HaMelech is saying, it's like when something's engraved, it's chokuk. A saper al choik, this reality that Hashem was nosachti malki, Hashem made me the king, Hashem omar, I'm going to speak that Hashem omar Eli, Hashem said to me, b'ni ato, you are my son. Ani hayom leticho, what does it mean, you are my son? Because when Dovra Melech became king, on that day he received this ruach HaKodesh, this ruach from Hashem, the spirit from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, as if he became born anew. So we see over here, Beni Ato, you are my son. The Meiri says a beautiful, beautiful point. The word choik here is like the mitzvahs we have, mishpatim. Mishpatim are those mitzvahs which you have a reason for. And chukim. Chukim, shadnis, basav acholov. We don't know why we have to do these mitzvahs, besides the fact Hashem said to do them. That's a choik. It's a mitzvah bleed time without a reason. David HaMelech says the Meiri, he's saying as follows, Asapra el choik, I will speak to this fact that Hashem made me, little me, the Melech, the king. I don't deserve it. David is teaching us a lesson. How did he get through all these trials and tribulations? How did he survive? Because he wasn't anticipating and expecting things to happen for him. He always looked at everything he received as a bonus. Asapra el choik. David was speaking and saying, this is b'li tam, it doesn't make any sense. And that's the message we should all have. Where do disappointments come in life? Person sets his phone. He puts in the destination. It has on his GPS, it has traffic. And it says he'll be there on time. And all of a sudden, he's sitting in traffic. There's disappointment when things don't go the way we want them to go. David HaMelech is telling us, Asapra al choik, it's a choik, it's chukim. B'li tam, we don't understand. We accept everything that Hashem gives us. That traffic didn't come because there was an accident. That traffic came because Hashem gave us the traffic. This is a nisayin for us. So now, in Pasuk Ches, Hashem is speaking. Hashem says, Sha'al mi meni, ask of me, I am your father. Because we said in Pasuk Zayin B'niyato, and this applies to every single one of us. Hashem says to us, Sha'al mi meni, ask from me. And what will I give you? Ve'etna goyim, Hashem is saying to David, Ve'etna goyim nachlasecha, I will give the goyim over their portions to you. Ve'achuzoscha afsi oritz, I will give their land to everywhere throughout the spread from one corner, afsi oritz, to the other corner, to the ends of the corners. Pasuk Tes, you know what's going to happen to the goyim, to the nations of the world who attack us, who don't improve? Tiroyim b'shevet barzel. They will be destroyed. What is a shevet barzel? A shevet barzel is a stick. Barzel is iron. That's a cheriv. Tiroyim, what do you do with a sword? They will be broken. They will be destroyed. How will they be destroyed? Kichli yoitzer tenapseim. A kli yoitzer is something made out of earthenware, pottery. What happens when you break it? It shatters into pieces. Hashem is saying, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to destroy the nations of the world who will be attacking you. Kichli yoitze tenapsim. I will destroy them into smithereens and tiny little pieces. Now in Pasuk Yod, David speaks again. Va'atam alochim haskilu. Wisen up. The kings, the nations of the world. He vosru is a lashon of Musr. Take Musr, shoif the oritz. The leaders of the world should improve their ways. And what should they do? Ivdu es Hashem b'yir of agilu barada. They should serve Hashem properly. Nashku bar. Arouse yourselves with purity to do the right thing, to accept Hashem as the Melech. Malcheim lochim HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Penyenaf, because if you don't, lest you be destroyed with soydu derech, your ways will be gone. Kiyiva kemat apoy, because then Hashem's wrath will suddenly come. And this is referring to, as we had mentioned, to the times of Yemoisa Mashiach, which we're living in now. Kiyiva kemat apoy, Hashem's wrath will come instantaneously and destroy all those who have not accepted Hashem as the Melech. Ashrei, however, praiseworthy, as some explain, kol chayseivoy, all those who come and have trust and be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashrei kol choyseh voy. This go Ashrei is going back to Ashrei Aish, Asher loy holach ba'atzas rishoyim. The praise of man is this, that he doesn't go in the ways of the rishoyim. Ashrei kol choyseh voy. What do? We have bitachon, we have trust in HaKadosh Baruch. Back in Pasuk Zayin, we had the words, Ani hayoyim luditicho. I today bore you, gave birth to you, brought you into this world. What is the story with birthdays? Should we be celebrating birthdays? Is this a Yiddish concept? And there are different opinions. In the Hasidic sources, the Mekairis from the Hasidic approach is that a birthday and the day of a person's birthday has special power, he has extra power, that his tefillahs that he says on the day of his birthday will be accepted even on a higher madrega. In the Sefer Hachshoris Havreichim, he writes that a person on his birthday should be me'ayin, should do introspection on his behavior from this past year. And he should see what should he improve on. It's like a Yoyim HaDin. It's like a Rosh Hashanah for this person, says the Sefer Hachshoris Havreichim. The Ben Ish Chai writes that it's appropriate, it's favorable for a person to celebrate his birthday. Showing appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ben Ish Chai. And he says this is the custom in his household. The tshuva is Ginzi Yosef. He says that there are those who buy a new fruit or a new beggar, a new garment, to make a shechianu, to thank Hashem that they survived another year. Reb Chaim Kinyevsky Shlita was once asked, should a person celebrate his birthday? So first Reb Chaim said, Gemara in the Eirvin and Daf Yud Gimel Beis tells us, it's all machlekes. It's machlekes for, I believe, 2.5 years. Beishamei Beshillel. Is it better for a person to have been born, better not to be born? And the conclusion was, better not to have been born. However, Tosef explains, that's for ordinary people, but people who are righteous, people who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it would be much better for them to have been born. And that's cause for celebration. A person who follows in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, year after year, this is why a birthday is cause for celebration. However, Reb Chaim himself was of the opinion that we only find one makar, one source for a birthday in the Torah, and that's by Oren Tanach, and that's by Paro HaRosho. Paro, we know the parasha we're going to have in a few weeks. Paro himself was celebrating his birthday, and we don't want to do that which the Rosho did. One exception, Rav Chaim was saying, as you find the Gemara Ma'id Kodin Daf Chav Chesam Ar Aleph, that Rav Yosef celebrated his 60th birthday. There's a reason to celebrate one's 60th birthday. What's the reason for the 60th birthday? Because 60th birthday is saying, I survived the punishment of Kares, of dying before I'm 60. And the Truma Sadesh and many others would celebrate such milestones. So we see over here different approaches. Just to mention a few more points on this, we're here to follow in the ways of Hashem. There's an attitude, there's a mindset that exists that if it's my birthday, so then I should receive a present. That's the total opposite of what Hashem does. Hashem created us. Hashem gives us to be, Hashem is a giver. Hashem says, be a giver. So on our birthday, we should be giving presents. Now, of course, we can't give presents to everyone, but at the very least, we should not be expecting presents. Having said that, if it is someone's birthday, and you can make them feel happy by getting them something, okay, it's a different story. A spouse or to a friend is what to discuss about that to make someone else happy. In conclusion, let's focus on Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ivdu es Hashem b'yiro v'gilu b'rodo. Zohar HaKadosh says, we have psukim that are contradicting each other. Our pasuk says to serve Hashem, idus Hashem b'yiro, with fear, v'gilu b'rado, and then rejoice with trepidation. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, the pasuk in later on in Tehillim, on Perek Kuf, pasuk base, says idus Hashem b'simcha, Serve Hashem with simcha, b'ilafan of bernana, rejoice. So what is it? Is it with yira or is it with simcha? Explains the Zohar HaKadosh that at the beginning of avodas Hashem, we have to have the proper yira. We have to have the proper understanding. We're standing doing avodas Hashem. We have to have the proper yira. But then, when we come into, after we come into the avodas Hashem, then we serve Hashem b'simcha. Where b'simcha, that we have this opportunity to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem, to learn Torah Hashem. There are those that continue on this same concept of Ivduus Hashem b'yiro. What is Ivduus Hashem b'yiro? Ivduus Hashem b'yiro, Ezehi avodah shebaleiv, have you omis tefillah? The Gemara in Tainis tells us, what does it mean avodah? What is avodah? What does it mean to serve Hashem? Avodah to serve Hashem means tefillah. When you come to Davin, we have to have the proper yiro. We just had in this past week's parashas of Yetzei, Yaakov Avinu said, "Manoira hamakom hazeh, ein zekim beis elokim v'zeh shar shemayim." Yaakov Avinu was saying, "This is a mokom with a tefillah where the Beis Hamikdash is going to be. How could I have slept in this place? This is a mokom of yiro." In our generation, we have to mechazek this concept of yiros, avoidus Hashem of tefillah. How can we do this? Of course, one of the ways we don't talk during davening goes without saying. Another way, we have cell phones. We all know we have cell phones. And we all know we're going to daven. Let's be cognizant of this and turn off our cell phones. If you're a doctor, you need to have it on. Maybe you put on vibration. But if you're not a doctor, Hatzalah, we all have to turn off the cell phones. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ivdu es Hashem b'yiro. Then, if we come to serve Hashem b'yiro, then we would be able to gilu biroda. We'd be able to rejoice besimcha. I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to me. How do I know? Where does it say that? We just said those psukim earlier. Sha'al mi meni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ask from me. Because b'ni ato, you are my children. Sha'al mi meni. Ask from me. Ve'etna, and I will give what you ask.